Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the recent ransomware attack on a train system, which is fantastic. So, you know, you're often asked to make predictions about the future. I was asked earlier this year to do that, maybe about a month ago. I'm like, we're going to start to see ransomware that knows its target, right? Not this whole, like, McDonald's ransomware where everyone asks for the same dollar amount, but that specifically targets somebody. And that's exactly what we saw last week. I was a little bit disappointed. I'm like, you could have waited till 2017. That would have been a good prediction. So I guess my prediction's out the window. But it happened last week, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And a tip for you is master the basics to defeat future attacks. Look at the past, master the basics that help there, and use those in new ways. Let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the story about the little train that couldn't. Let me tell you the story about the plucky IT operator that saved the day. Here's what happened. The San Francisco Transit Authority was compromised with ransomware. The authors knew what they were doing. They put it on kiosks and whatnot, and they were demanding a certain amount of ransom. Ransom commensurate with the amount of money that the Transit Authority reportedly lost from being unable to collect fines. The train still ran, they just couldn't run the cards or collect any money. A little bit of a problem. And the technical details are what really intrigues me. One, how did they get in? That's question number one. Two, how did the San Francisco Transit Authority get them out? Question number two. And these answers to these questions are not things that are going to surprise you. These answers to these questions are not going to be things that are going to be shocking. And as a matter of fact, you're going to be like, well, Wolf, I'm sick to death of you doing videos on these things. I'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, but it happened. The train stopped. No one could get on. Well, people could get on. No one could get money. That's the true part. And this all goes back to fundamentals. How did they get in? A Java vulnerability, an old Java vulnerability, was on the servers. This old Java vulnerability was scanned for and was used to execute code. The code executed, installing the ransomware, and the ransomware took down the transit systems. How do you stop old Java vulnerabilities, you might ask? Patch. Vulnerability management. Patch that stuff, or better yet, remove it if it's not needed. It's not known from the articles whether or not that Java was actually required for business purposes. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but patch it. Now, two, that IT operator, the plucky IT operator who saved the day. How did he save the day? He restored from backups. So, good vulnerability management and a good backup retention. And not only good backup retention, but those backups were fairly recent. I think they only lost less than an hour worth of data because they're doing incrementals and snapshots and all that sort of stuff. But it was a known process. It was a proven process. They ran their drills. They were able to restore the data and get the Transit Authority back up and operational. So, good vulnerability management, basic, fundamental. Good patch or backup management, basic, fundamental. Have both these fundamentals in place. And regardless of what predictions you're going to hear for 2017 from prognosticators and YouTubers and guys on LinkedIn and Twitter, regardless of what you're going to hear, those two, if you're doing really good, are going to take you very, very far into next year. What predictions are you thinking about? What are you worried about? What basics do you think we should do better at? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.